You are now listening to the Social Selling Podcast. Introducing your host, Daniel Disney.
Let this be your playbook for social selling. Learn to paint a vivid picture with storytelling so compelling that they have to click. Build a brand that sticks. So listen up, we're about to give you all our tips and tricks. Let this be your playbook for social selling. Learn to paint a vivid picture with storytelling so compelling that they have to click. Build a brand that sticks. So listen up, Daniel Disney in the mix.
This is the Social Selling Podcast with me, Daniel Disney, and we're about to deep dive into all things LinkedIn and social selling. So strap yourself in and let's go.
Damn, Daniel.
Welcome back to the Social Selling Podcast. And today I'm going to dig into a topic that probably the majority of managers, leaders, VPs of sales, directors, and business owners, probably the first question they ask me is, how do you measure social selling? It is so different to traditional sales methods like cold calling and emails, where because of the history, because of the experience and data we have around it, it's a lot easier to say, right, 100 calls will probably mean you'll have 10 conversations, of which 3 will become leads. So if you make 100 calls a day, you can start to look at that across weeks and months and build scalable business plans on how to measure, track, and essentially build sales programs and systems that are going to convert into opportunities. Well, social selling is an absolute spanner in the works because it's not as simple as that. Social selling isn't a single action. So whereas a cold call might be picking up the phone, dialing a number, social selling is a mixture of activities that can include sending LinkedIn messages, but it also could include putting out LinkedIn content. It could include searching and building lists. It could include commenting on prospects' posts. It could include a multitude of activities that ultimately come under this umbrella of social selling, but it's not as easy as other sales activities. However, I am going to break it down and make it easy for you today. That is my goal with everything around social selling, to make it as easy as possible for you and to make it as tangible. Let me be clear here. This is all about tangible stuff. I'm a salesperson. I've worked in sales my entire working life. So when I talk about measuring social selling, yes, we're going to talk about some of the fluffier activities, but it's all going to boil down to the prime goal of social selling, which is generating sales, revenue, real tangible business. And that's where we're going to start. When we talk about measuring social selling, that is the most important metric that we're going to be measuring. It's total sales generated from social selling activities. How much revenue did you make this month, this quarter, this year that came from social selling, that came from opportunities that originated and were closed through or on LinkedIn? How do you measure that? The easiest way, hands down, is with your CRM. Now, most CRMs are fully customizable. And what you want to start doing is putting in checkpoints where people can record where each opportunity comes from, as you probably already do. And you'll have lead source, and it might be, again, cold calling, it might be email, it might be inbound, or whatever different systems and current processes you have. What you want to add to that now are social selling based activities. And there's a few ways you could do this. You could be quite generic and just have social selling as something they tick. But what I would personally recommend is you go a bit deeper and have things like LinkedIn inbound opportunity, LinkedIn outbound conversation. You could go deeper. LinkedIn written message opportunity, LinkedIn audio message opportunity, LinkedIn video message opportunity. Think of all the different ways that your salespeople are going to be leveraging LinkedIn and social selling, and create checkpoints that they can record where each lead came from. So at the end of the month, you might be able to go to them and say, wow, actually 15% of your opportunities came from LinkedIn. Of that, 10% came from audio messages and 5% came from written messages. That's the type of results and data you want to generate. And the way you do that is by giving them the option to record it. The more data you can capture, the more detail you're going to get, the more you're going to be able to focus on what is and isn't working and coach and guide and support, etc. So the number one metric we want to measure is closed revenue, sales each day, week, month, quarter, year. How many sales are they closing where the sale originated on LinkedIn through social selling? So that's the most important one. And then we reverse engineer it. So then we're just going to take a few steps back. And what we want to start tracking is how many new opportunities were generated, again, from LinkedIn and social selling. So you can look at each month and say, right, You generated 25 new opportunities, of which 15 came from LinkedIn and social selling, 5 came from cold calling, and 5 came from emails. That's the data you want. And again, you can track that alongside the revenue, because if you're tracking lead source, obviously what closes then becomes measurable, and equally what is still in pipeline becomes measurable, and you're able to see how many business opportunities were created via LinkedIn and social selling activities. And you can then track all the different things that come from that. So how many messages were sent each day, week, month, year, etc. You can start to track how many demos were done, everything along the sales process. That is, and always will be, the main place to measure. But that's measuring the real tangible. There are still other things to measure that count. Because like with cold calling, you're tracked on KPIs. So how many calls are you making? How many emails are you sending? And with social selling, yes, the amount of messages that you send is an equal way of measuring compared to the others, but there are other measurable factors that, lucky for you, LinkedIn has made this really easy to measure, and it's their own social selling index. So I focused on number one, the most important metrics, which is revenue and business opportunities, the real tangible stuff. But the other half of measuring that's really important is the LinkedIn Social Selling Index. And it's LinkedIn's own. This is completely official. This isn't some sort of third-party platform. This is LinkedIn's very own measurement system. And what LinkedIn does is it analyzes your profile, your activeness, how much you're searching, the quality of your connections and the people you're trying to connect with. And it gives you a score out of 100. And that score gives you an idea of what they're doing on LinkedIn. So whereas the first parts we're measuring, the revenue, the sales, that's essentially what's, you know, coming out of LinkedIn. This is showing you the activity within LinkedIn that will be leading to those results. So again, a score out of 100. From my experience, most salespeople tend to sit between 30 and 50 who are just very bare minimum active. And then as they start to become more active, they might climb to 50 to 60 to 70. And then your most active social sellers, the ones that are really pumping out the results, will start to hit between 70, 80, maybe the high 80s. And if you're lucky, very rarely, you get some that cross into the 90s as well. But these scores are a great way of tracking, again, is their profile fully optimized? Are they searching for key decision makers on a regular basis? Are they sharing content that gives value to their audience? So it's getting interaction and engagement. And are they connecting with senior decision makers, which is going to be important for anyone, especially in B2B sales. So those are the key areas to measure. We're tracking revenue, opportunities, meetings, conversations, and we're doing that with our CRM. If you don't have a CRM or one that you can customize, it might need to be a little bit more manual. You might need to create a spreadsheet or a Google Doc, track it that way. That's going to be quite laborsome. So I would recommend checking out CRMs, because there are lots of free ones or ones that are very reasonably priced where you're able to then track it a lot more efficiently and actually save an incredible amount of time than having to manually track it, but then also leverage LinkedIn's SSI, Social Selling Index. We'll pop a link into the show notes, and if you have any trouble finding it, just ping me a message. But you can go to Google, LinkedIn Social Selling Index should be the first one that comes up. What it will do is it will get you to click on a button, it will analyze your data, and it will give you your score straight away. If you're a sales Navigator user, it's built into Sales Navigator. So you'll have it straight there in your dashboard to access, to see, and to track every single time that you utilize it. But it's free for everyone to use. You don't have to have Premium or Sales Navigator to access it. Anyone can get their own SSI score. Start tracking those key areas. And what you want to look for is A, to show that it's working, to show that all the activity you're putting into social selling is converting into something. But then, as I mentioned at the start, to dig deeper in understanding what is working best. So if you can start to see that actually audio messages are creating the most opportunities, or written messages, or video messages, or maybe in mails, the more detail you can track into things like that, the better. If you can track inbound versus outbound. So maybe if you're able to add a second layer of checkpoints, so was this an inbound LinkedIn opportunity or an outbound one? Then again, you could look at, well, okay, we had, you know, 15 sales this month that came from LinkedIn, 10 were outbound, but 5 were actually inbound. And if you can track whether that's going up or down, All these things allow you to look at what is and isn't working, what is creating the best results, things that you can focus on, things that might need improving or getting some training on, whatever it may be. We can only understand what is needed if we can really understand the data. So from today, go and start measuring social selling. Track the real tangibles, the revenue, the meetings, the business, the conversations, and then track everything that's happening sort of within LinkedIn itself with LinkedIn's own SSI score. Hopefully this has helped you be better equipped to start measuring social selling better. And you'll be able to hopefully see that if you put the work in, you're going to get the results. And that could be a real game changer for 2024. And I look forward to seeing you again on the next episode of the Social Selling Podcast. Hey, Daniel Disney back again. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please do head over and give us a 5-star review and subscribe to the channel to be the first to get each of our weekly episodes. And if you want more social selling insights, then head over to LinkedIn, search for Daniel Disney, look for the guy with the red t-shirt and give me a follow. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Damn, Daniel.